This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Bill Pastorize Presente. Bill Pastorize probably influenced me more as an organizer than anyone else, alive or dead. Sadly, he passed away in recent weeks at 84 years of age in Mexico. I was fortunate to be able to attend a memorial in Boston, organized by his family, particularly his oldest son, Manny, his union, comrades, family, and friends over his many decades. Fittingly, it was held in a union hall, and not just in a union hall, but even more appropriate, in SEIU 32BJ, now headed by Manny. For many, including me, his memorial was a reunion of sorts. Many old comrades were there from our days together working for Massachusetts Welfare Rights Organization, the juggernaut that Bill had founded, and that I was privileged to serve as head organizer for 6 months before leaving to found ACORN in June 1970. Tom Glenn, Jerry Shea, Terry Lucas, Ann Peretz, Lee Staples, and Michael Kerr, among others. Some of them intersected once again in various parts of ways as part of the labor movement with SEIU and other projects, either as lawyers, organizers, or support staff, including John Hyatt, Kirk Adams, Mike Gallagher, Larry Inkelstein, Maureen Ridge, and others. Some overlap with stints in ACORN, the AFL-CIO, United Labor Unions, or the local bill built on Cape Cod, SEIU, Local 767, now part of SEIU 1199. It was a gathering of many from the organizing community that had benefited from Bill's work and friendship over the years. The rest was family. I'd known Manny since he was a babe in his mother's arms in 1969. It was moving to meet his family, grandchildren, and others. I was asked to speak, so I did my best, but there's always more to be said. John Hyatt, former general counsel and chief of staff at the AFL-CIO, spoke before me about how Bill had, in many ways, directed the course of his life. I could say the same. He came up to me at an NWRO rally in Boston Commons in 1969. He said that he'd heard that I'd done some anti-war organizing before. I was living in Western Massachusetts at the time and working a summer job between semesters. He said he needed someone to organize in Springfield for NWRO. I said, well, I'll have to go there and see if it's ready to be organized. How preposterous. I wouldn't have known something was ready to be organized or not if it slapped me in the face. Yet, sure enough, I hitchhiked down there for 3 days and went back home, called the MWRO office at Brookline Street in Cambridge. He wasn't there, so I left a message that said, okay, I'll go to Springfield. Bill had set me in motion for the rest of my life. 6 months later, he asked me to come to my first staff meeting in Cambridge. He'd announced he was going to Connecticut to build something there. The bottom line was that somehow I was being asked to come to Boston after the Christmas holidays as head organizer and take over the staff and work for the board. MWRO was the largest MWRO affiliate with 4,000 or 5,000 members. Bill had done an amazing job with the help of many of the 20 or so organizers based there in expanding the organization all over the eastern part of the state from Worcester to the Cape. Here I was, 21 years old now, but I said yes, ready or not. Tom Glenn is a mover and shaker in Boston beyond, has been for decades running the MTA, managing Logan International Airport, operating the giant Partners Hospital system, and serving under Clinton as the Undersecretary for the Department of Labor. But then, he was a VISTA volunteer at MWRO, who handled friends, made connections, managed donors, and the like. Before Bill's memorial, I had breakfast with Tom, which has been a tradition for us whenever I've happened to be in town. I asked Tom, how did Bill manage to make me head organizer? His answer was classic Tom, as he said, Bill didn't make many mistakes in that period. He didn't exactly answer my question, but he said more than that about Bill then and often in the future. Bill wasn't perfect, but he didn't make casual mistakes, and I've spent my career and life's work in no small part proving that he was right. Jerry Shea was another veteran of that period whose path crossed mine then and onward in SEIU and the AFL-CIO, where he was for a long time the point person for labor policy with one administration after another. Bill was a unique character as an organizer and as a person, so there were many fond, funny, and important stories people shared. Jerry asked to speak. He wanted to remind people that Bill was a serious person. There should never be a doubt on that score. At a memorial, it's important to make sure that what you say and do helps all to remember the life and work that made his life so fundamental to so many, especially the family and the people in the room. It's a tough job to make sure the tone is both true, comforting, and inspiring in equal measure. In reflection now, it's easier to talk about what he meant to me and my life, just as I hope my life and work has meant to others. It's important to keep the flame burning. Bill Pastorich was a comrade and friend. I'm proud to be part of his legacy. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.